Hi, Patrick Mulvey here with some strategy execution insights and best practices to help you and your organization do what it says it wants to do. Today's podcast topic asks, what are the benefits of a strategy war room? So let's get started. A strategy war room serves many purposes. It gives the core analytical team, who grinds out the bulk of the analysis, a quiet place to work from their daily job. It's a place to challenge each other openly whenever the data infer a conclusion. It provides a visual workspace where executive visitors can see the progress that's taking place and where contributors can display their work. It enables a consistent venue for biweekly progress reviews and executive walkabouts to showcase individual efforts within the team. It's also a place where we conduct daily status updates that I call stand-up executions, through which teammates confirm their completion of data gathering, analyses, and graphics projects. The presence of the war room communicates to the rest of the organization that a serious strategy effort has been undertaken by the organization, and it provides a place where employees can be interviewed to gather details for analyses, product ideas, technical or marketing research, and so forth. Importantly, it visually displays the evolving strategy pyramid and how, through that device, the strategy is coalescing into a cogent argument from its earlier hypothesis-driven versions. When evolving strategy pyramids are displayed, it teaches executives about scenarios that were considered and rejected, demonstrating what out-of-the-box options were evaluated, which they would normally not see in the final version. I find that executives' minds are much like silly putty. They can bounce off walls, copy colorful ideas, and conform to virtually any shape if changed slowly. But rapid change results in a violent and brittle disconnect. The war room enables executives to meet in a unique space, one designed to challenge assumptions and folklores. As each week's progress is reviewed, the executive's mind, like the silly putty, slowly conforms to a new paradigm of possibilities that would ordinarily be rejected if one big strategy review took place and all the ideas were given at once. Thus, the war room, even though it's only temporary, provides a safe haven for challenging outdated ideas about customers and the marketplace with fact-based analyses and hard data. It's a way to visibly respect an honest assessment of the organization's vision. A war room is not just a workspace. It's a motivational tool of the strategy process leader to rally contributors to stay focused and deliver results on time. Finally, it is the military metaphor that affirms we are a competitive enterprise and must discover how to triumph over others who would take the bread from our family's tables. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. Thanks for tuning in.